Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We got a lot to get into this morning. I do actually want to start with not the Atlanta Falcons, but I want to start with the Atlanta Hawks this morning, people. The Hawks get a big win over the New York Knicks last night, and a little bit of history was made last night in State Farm Arena as well. But the most important thing is the Hawks got the win. It was a 121-116 win for the Hawks in State Farm Arena. They improved to 4-5 and snap a little skid they've been on, and they dropped the Knicks to 3-4. So it was a really, really good win for the Hawks last night. How about Zachary Risacher, the number one overall pick, coming in clutch last night? 33 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. How about 6 of 10 from 3? Shot 60% last night from 3-point land. 11 of 18 from the field. Very efficient night last night from the number one overall pick. Was the Hawks' leading scorer again with 33 points. Jalen Johnson was amazing last night as well. 23 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. Flirted with a big triple-double. Didn't quite get there. He'll get that triple-double sooner or later, though. But 23 points, 7 assists, 15 rebounds. For Jalen Johnson, he was 3-6 from 3, shot 50% from the 3-point line, 10 of 18 from the field, so a very efficient night for the Hawks all around. Clint Capella had a nice night as well. 18 points. He was 8 of 8 from the field. 6 rebounds for Clint. Trae Young, 23 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. 3 and 9 from 3. 7 of 21 from the field. So he wasn't at his most efficient, but still a good night for Trae. And Dyson Daniels, 6 points. Did not have a good night shooting from the 3-point line. He was 0 4 from 3, 3 16 from the field. Not a great night shooting, but the defense, you already know, was there. Bench-wise, not a lot happening for the Hawks bench. And Onyeka Okongwu only had 2 points. He did have 5 assists and 4 rebounds, though. Garrison Matthews, 9 points, 2 of 4 from 3, 2 of 5 from the field overall. 7 points for Keaton Wallace. He hit a 3. So that was pretty much the bench going there for the Hawks. Hawks shot 45% from the field, 39.5% from 3, so almost 40% from 3 as a team. Very good. And they were able to, Cat got his, of course, but they were pretty much able to limit everybody else. Cat got 34 points, 16 boards. He was 5 and 9 from the 3, 11 to 23 from the field overall. So Cat is going to do Cat. He had a solid night. Jalen Brunson was okay. He had 21 points, 4 of 11 from 3, 8 of 18 from the field. But he had to work for his 21. It wasn't a very efficient 21 for Jalen Brunson. Josh Hart had 14 points, 2 of 4 from 3, 6 of 9 from the field, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He did end up fouling out of the game. OG Anunoby had 15, Mikal Bridges had 10, and Miles McBride did have 16 off the bench. But that is a huge, huge win for the Hawks. When you talk about a team that needed a win like that, I really do believe the Hawks needed a win like that. You're going up against a team that's supposed to be one of the big contenders in the East, and you were able to take them down, and you were able to move up the standings. You jumped ahead of them in front of the standings because of it. Now, believe it or not, the East has not gotten off to a great start, and I don't know if it's because the East is better, and so everybody's beating each other up, and it is early in the season. I will say that, too. That's an obvious reason, though. But believe it or not, the Hawks are actually 5th right now in the East at 4-5. It's really just a 2-team race right now in the East as far as, you know, the early goers, as far as top East contenders. The Cleveland Cavaliers are still undefeated. They're at 9-0. The Boston Celtics, of course, 7-2. But then in the third spot, it's the Indiana Pacers at 4-4. And the Brooklyn Nets, who the Hawks have beaten already this season, they beat them first game of the season at 4-4. So, of course, everything's going to shape out. Of course, everything's going to regulate, for lack of a better term. But it is pretty funny right now that the Hawks are sitting at 5th in the East at 4-5. So, look, just got to continue to get the job done and continue to try to put some wins together. Now, that's very opposite from what's going on in the West. Now, 4-5 gets you 5th in the East because that's where the Hawks are at right now. If you were 4-5 in the West, you'd be around the 11th, 12th seed. The Lakers are at 10th right now. The Lakers and the Clippers are kind of tied for 10th right now. The Lakers are percentage points better than the Clippers, but the Lakers and the Clippers are tied for 10th right now at 4-4. So, you know, the West is still very tough and probably still top dog right now when we talk about the two conferences. But the East, again, everybody's good, pretty good, and they're beating each other up right now in the East. Really, besides the Cavaliers and the Celtics are the only two real outliers right now. Everybody else is pretty bunched up together. So, good win, really good win for the Atlanta Hawks last night, and it was really good to see Zachary Richesay do his thing. And again, told you he made a little history. The number one overall pick from this latest NBA draft is the youngest player with a 30-point game in Hawks history. So congratulations to Zachary Richesay on the big night. Again, he had 33 points, 7 rebounds, and made 6 3-pointers. So that was a huge, huge victory for the Hawks, a huge night for Zachary Richesay, and hopefully that is a sign of things to come for the number one overall pick. Hopefully that was a game that boosted his confidence and continues to show him that he deserves to be the number one overall pick and he belongs in this league. And hopefully that does nothing but allow him to continue to have big performances like this. Because again, with DeAndre Hunter out right now, Zachary Richesay is that guy. He's that dude at small forward. He's getting all these minutes. He's getting playing time. And I do wonder, now that I'm thinking about it, now that I'm talking about it, I do wonder obviously we want DeAndre Hunter to be out there. Well, maybe not all of us. I know some of y'all feel a way about DeAndre Hunter, and I understand why. But I do wonder if the early injury to DeAndre Hunter is going to maybe turn out to be a blessing in disguise for the Atlanta Hawks, because Zachary Sache is able to get all these minutes, because he's able to get extended playing time. Again, just learn the NBA game, learn by trial, learn by fire. And sometimes that's the best way. I mean, we saw Jalen Johnson, once he got in the game, once he finally got some playing time, once Quinn Snyder finally put him in the game, what he was able to start doing, and hopefully maybe you can fast-track that process a little bit with Zachary Risache, because he's getting that playing time early. He's getting those extended minutes because he is filling in for an injured DeAndre Hunter. So we'll see, but I definitely like what I'm seeing right now from Zachary Sache, including what we saw last night. And hopefully, again, that is more of what's to come from Zachary Sache, and that's not just an outlier night, but more of what's to come. So good stuff from the Hawks, good stuff from Zachary Sache, and Trae Young, of course, was sending the Knicks fans home in a little bit of a tizzy. He was on the mic post game, the PA mic, and he did a little bit of trolling. You know the history between Trae Young and the Knicks fans. He's their number one villain, their arch enemy at this point. And he was telling all the Knicks fans in attendance to go home, so that was pretty funny. Harry the Hawk was holding up tissues in front of Knicks fans, so that it was a good night for the Atlanta Hawks, and everybody was talking about how Trae Young was leading into villain mode and telling the Knicks fans to go home. So that was good stuff there. But again, a really good win for the Hawks. And we talked about how the Hawks have a tough stretch coming up and are really in a tough stretch of games. When you talk about they had to play the Kings last Friday, they played the Pelicans and got a nice win over the Pelicans last Sunday. They had to play, obviously, the Celtics on Monday and got trounced, unfortunately. But for them to bounce back the way they did, because sometimes when you just get absolutely mollywopped by a team, whether it's in football, basketball, baseball, doesn't matter, sometimes that team beats you twice, meaning, you know, you can't necessarily flush that loss, let it go from your mental. You can't let that go, and sometimes they get to you twice, and you can't beat the other team because you're still haven't necessarily gotten over the fact that the other team beat you as bad as they did. But it was a really good rebound win for the Hawks after, again, losing by 30 to the Celtics to bounce back and get that huge win over the Knicks. I think was very, very nice by the Hawks. And then, look, you got games against the Pistons next, and then the Bulls. I think those are two very winnable games for the Hawks. You got the Pistons on the road. They'll be in Detroit tomorrow to take on the Pistons, and then you'll take on the Bulls right back here in State Farm Arena on Saturday. So two very winnable games before you take on the Celtics again, and hopefully if you can get these two wins against the Pistons and Bulls, who knows, maybe you can get a little momentum and maybe you take down the Celtics and get a little revenge this time. And that game would be in Boston, and that would start, by the way, NBA Cup play, the NBA's in-season tournament, now named the NBA Cup. So that would start NBA Cup play, group play, by the way, for the Hawks, the game against the Celtics on Tuesday. And then you have another game on Friday against the Wizards, and that would be the second game of NBA Cup play. So that's a little bit of a look ahead for the Hawks. But again, I was still very impressed with what I saw from the Hawks. They did a great job bouncing back. And again, hopefully this is a sign of things to come from Zachary Sache, and a sign of things to come from the Hawks as well. So hopefully they're starting to mesh and kind of adapt to not having Bogey, not having DeAndre Hunter. Hopefully they're starting to adapt to that and kind of getting things rolling here this season. And I know guys have been wore down. I think Trae Young and Jalen Johnson, they're up there as far as minutes played so far this season. I think they actually are 1-2 in minutes played this season. So those two guys have had, obviously, with the early injuries, carry a lot of the load, Jalen Johnson and Trae Young. And hopefully, you know, with Zachary Sache hopefully stepping up a little bit here, he can take some pressure off of those two guys, because again, they have been having to do a lot so far early in this season. So just a real good night, real good win for the Atlanta Hawks, and hopefully it continues. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, we will get into the Atlanta Falcons. And an interesting decision was made yesterday by Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons coaching staff. And I think it was a good idea. And I think the players thought the same thing. What interesting decision am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody tuned in and tapped in right now. Appreciate everybody on their way to work or already at work or on their way to the gym or already at the gym or even listening to bed. Appreciate everybody tapped in right now. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Download that free Odyssey app. That way you can, if you are up early this morning, listen to me live. I appreciate it. But if there are times you're not up early this morning, you can go back and listen to my full show with the free Odyssey app or listen to your favorite parts of the show. Listen to your favorite parts of any show here on 929 The Game or listen back to the full show of any of your favorite shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, or you can listen to your favorite parts of any of your favorite shows. It don't matter. You can do so many good things on the Odyssey app, so make sure you download it on your smartphone or any of your smart devices today. All right, we'll get into the Atlanta Falcons because I told you before we went to break that Raheem Morris and the coaching staff made a very interesting decision, a decision that maybe caught us all and maybe even caught the players a little bit by surprise. Who knows? But that decision was to not have a full practice yesterday. They decided to just do a walkthrough practice yesterday. And I do wonder why the decision was made. I think you have a couple of guys banged up and a couple of guys who are trying to work their way back, like Grady Jarrett, Drake London, obviously guys that they got a little banged up last week, trying to make it back this week. Is Raheem Morris, we'll let you hear an update, him give an update on Grady and Drake London both. It sounds like they're both going to be able to play, but again, we'll let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say as well. I mean, you also have guys like Troy Anderson and Drew Dahlman, who, by the way, if yesterday was a full practice, according to the Atlanta Falcons injury report, if yesterday would have been a full practice, Drew Dahlman and both Troy Anderson would have been full participants. And actually, to expand upon the Troy Anderson comment, Josh Kendall of The Athletic, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, he actually tweeted out that Troy Anderson said he is going to play. So Troy Anderson is going to be back this Sunday, according to Josh Kendall and according to Troy Anderson. That's because that's what Josh Kendall says Troy Anderson said yesterday. So getting Troy Anderson back is going to be huge, I think, for this team. And he just does so much for the middle of the defense, the linebacking core, the front seven as a whole, really. Just able, the way he's able to fill up holes and get off blocks, I just think he's going to do so much for the team. But before we get more into that, getting back to the decision by Raheem Morris and the coaching staff to have that walkthrough practice yesterday, Kirk Cousins, Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, he was actually asked about that and talked about how that walkthrough yesterday was, as you can imagine, well-received by the Atlanta Falcons players. And look, I just think maybe it's a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a good thing to say, maybe it's a little bit of a reward after, you know, the Falcons have won five out of the last six games, been playing well. So I don't know if it's good to call it that, but again, maybe it's just something to help the Falcons who, again, you're halfway through the season, everybody's dealing with something, everybody's a little banged up, there's aches and pains from everybody. So maybe it's a way to help out with that. But let's hear Kirk Cousins talk about how that practice yesterday, the Wednesday walkthrough, was well-received by the players.
It's well-received. I remember as a rookie, Coach Shanahan, as the year went on, began to work walkthroughs in more often. And as a college player, that was my only background was college. I always thought, more is more. And that to go full speed is the only way. And so it surprised me at first as a rookie that we would do so many walkthroughs. But then I realized how fresh we were in December and January and how much better we were playing. And also mentally, when you're going walkthrough pace, you cover more plays in a shorter amount of time. So the ability to talk through things and rep things, there's a lot of value there. It's a trade-off. Certainly there's benefits to going full speed as well, but you just can't get the volume done that we could. So that's where, again, though, tomorrow when you do get the full speed reps, those reps carry that much more importance to really get things covered and make sure you get a good look and make sure you're talking through those plays. But I think you can really benefit yourself, not just today or this week, but as you move later into the season, you can benefit from some of the days where you're not piling on the physical demands.
That was really good insight there from Kirk Cousins, by the way. That was him talking to the media again after practice yesterday, which was a Wednesday walkthrough practice, which was what he was talking about there and the benefits of having a walkthrough practice. And look, I think it's a combination of all those things is why Raheem Morris decided to have that Wednesday walkthrough again. It is pretty much halfway through the season. You're at the halfway mark. You just finished 9 games in 18 weeks. So you finished 9 games and with an 18-week season. I didn't want to confuse anybody there. You finished 9 games, and obviously it is an 18-week season. So you're at the halfway mark. Obviously you're going to have a bye week in there too. But the Falcons bye week isn't for a couple of weeks. So with all that being said, I think there is an element of wanting to keep guys fresh, especially when you do have a couple of guys that are a little banged up dealing with things, i.e. Drake London and Raheem Morris. You do have guys who are trying to work their way back, i.e. Troy Anderson and Drew Dahlman. So I think that's part of the reason there. You want to help keep guys fresh and help keep guys on the mend. But I also do think there is a point to what Kirk Cousins was saying as far as being able to get in a lot of those good mental reps and talk through a lot of the game plan. And I wonder, too, if a reason maybe they decided to have it yesterday was because maybe they're adding in some new wrinkles. I don't know if they maybe expect some changes from Dan Rizzi, the new interim head coach for the New Orleans Saints. Obviously, we know Dennis Allen was fired earlier this week. So I do wonder if they think with the change the Saints made, maybe they needed to or felt the need to add in a few wrinkles to what they were doing. Wanted to add in a few changes, maybe throw Dan Rizzi and the Saints a couple of curveballs. So maybe that's part of it too. So maybe they said, hey, we're going to add in some new wrinkles. So we're going to do a walkthrough today and talk through it. And maybe that's the reason behind the walkthrough. Maybe that, again, it could be multiple reasons. Probably is multiple reasons. Maybe that is one of the reasons that you do the walkthrough yesterday if you're the Falcons. And then I do wonder too as well if the reason, one of the other reasons they hit the walkthrough yesterday again was to just, again, have that rest and kind of reset as far as where they're at this season and things of that nature. So, again, for a couple of different reasons, there's rest. Maybe you're adding in some wrinkles and you want to walk through and talk through those wrinkles while you're maybe adding them in. So, a couple of different reasons for the walkthrough. But, again, the players, it sounds like it was very well received by all the Falcons players. And again, he's been playing well, so maybe a little bit of a reward too there as well for the Falcons. But let's get you a little update on the injury front when it comes to the Falcons as well. Raheem Morris talked about Drake London and Grady Jarrett and what their status could look like for the game on Sunday against the Aints. And obviously I told you earlier that Troy Anderson said, according to Josh Kendall, the Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, that he is going to play on Sunday, and that he's very excited to play on Sunday, and we're excited to have him back too, because again, he does a lot for the front seven, and he could do a lot as far as freeing a guy like Kaden Ellis up to move around, and we'll talk about that here in a couple minutes. But before we do that, let's get into some of the other injuries. Grady Jarrett, Drake London, obviously. Drake London had the hip pointer injury that kept him out of the game Sunday after, around the second quarter, around the towards the end of the first half. And then Grady Jarrett had an Achilles strain that kept him out the rest of the game as well, too. So both guys had to leave the game early and would not return. So here's Raheem Morris, and here's Raheem Morris giving you an update on Drake London and Grady Jarrett.
They will be out today doing everything, but obviously, you know, it's a walkthrough, it's a jogthrough. We'll be out there doing those things, but they're still day-to-day. I'm feeling really good about it. You know, not to act like I'm hiding anything from the media, but I'm feeling really good about it. But obviously, you got to go see it. So I like to go see it on Thursday and some of the things a little bit today and a little bit Thursday.
There you go. So hopefully we can see both Drake London and Grady Jarrett going at it against New Orleans Aints this Sunday. And it sounds like they're both on track to hopefully be playing on Sunday. And you definitely can use both of them. Drake London, obviously, you want all the weapons you can get out there, especially your big weapon who can catch the 50-50 balls, who has shown to be a very good route runner this season as well, and has just, you can tell, improved his game and taken that next step, it seems like, when it comes to being one of the top wide receivers in the league. And Grady Jarrett, I mean, that dude, before he went out last week, he had a look in his eye, and he was playing like a madman. He was all up in the backfield, got a sack. I mean, he was playing one of his better games before he went out last week. So, obviously, you wish you could have finished the game last week. But, I mean, from the coin toss, Dave Archer talked about it on the broadcast. He had that look in his eyes. He was just not messing around. He was all business last week. And hopefully, he can have that same intensity against the Saints that he had against the Cowboys last week. So, that'll be good if the Falcons obviously can have both Grady and Drake back, along with, again, it sounds like Troy Anderson will be back. Not sure, obviously, about Drew Dahlman. We'll see. But the Falcons getting healthy, and that is always a good thing. Now, let's talk a little bit more about and dive into what it means for Troy Anderson to be back for the Falcons. I think when we talk about having Troy Anderson back, obviously he'll take over that middle linebacker spot. It, one, obviously keeps guys like Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, Caden Ellis. It keeps those guys fresh because those guys can rotate in and out. Now, I think obviously Troy Anderson will be playing the bulk of snaps, but, you know, maybe coming off an injury, he'll be rotated out a little bit more than he maybe usually would, but he'll be able to keep guys like Nate Landman and Caden Ellis fresh. And speaking of Caden Ellis, with him not having to be a integral part of what they're doing at the linebacker spots, you can move him around a little bit more. You can maybe turn him into an edge rusher a little bit more. You can maybe send him more on, you can send him on more blitz packages, and you can have him be a little bit more free as far as what position he's playing and what position he has to be in. You know, he maybe doesn't always have to be in the middle. He can play around more the line of scrimmage and be a guy that rushes the quarterback a little bit more with Troy Anderson in there. You know, you got Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, obviously holding down the linebacker core, and you can send Caden Ellis on more blitzes. You can, again, like I said, have him playing around the line of scrimmage a little bit more. So I think once you get a guy like Troy Anderson back, that just opens things up for Caden Ellis, and hopefully that is the case, because obviously you need a spark in the pass rush, and we know they had 3 sacks last week, but you still want to see that consistently, and maybe Caden Ellis is a guy that can help you get those sacks consistently. Maybe Troy Anderson is that guy too. We know he's got speed, he's got power, so maybe it's Troy Anderson and Caden Ellis both coming in on some blitz packages, or one or the other. So it just opens up everything you can do, and it just opens up a whole new, feels like it opens up a whole new plan for the Falcons as far as what they'll be able to do if you can get Troy Anderson back, and you, again, can open things up for Nate Landman, or excuse me, Caden Ellis to rush the passer a little bit more and hopefully help get this team some more sacks. So we'll see, and we will find out what the Falcons do and what their plan will be going up against the New Orleans Aints. And we'll let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris, a little bit more from Kirk Cousins as well. let you know what their mindset is going into the Saints game. And also, Raheem Morris actually on Dukes and Bell talked about how Caden Ellis can help this team get more sacks. So we'll let you hear that next as well. That's coming up here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Appreciate everybody tuning in right now. All my people on their way to work, already at work. All my people already at the gym or on their way to gym. Even all my people listening to bed right now, appreciate you all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app as well. All right, want to let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins here as we get you ready for Falcons and Aints coming up on Sunday. Another chance, another big opportunity for the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Got a chance to stay undefeated in the NFC South as the Falcons continue their mission to run the South. That's been their mission all season long, and we'll see if they can continue to do that on Sunday. They will go to 5-0 in the NFC South. How about 7-1 in the NFC? And they will go to 7-3 on the season. And I mean, look, they would really, really, really have the foot on the necks of everybody in the NFC South. We know the Panthers, they're doing what they're doing. The Buccaneers just dropped to, what, 4-5 after they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. They have another tough task coming up on Sunday. The Buccaneers do. On Sunday, they're taking on the 49ers, and Christian McCaffrey supposed to potentially be back on Sunday, play his first game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And even if he's not playing, that's still going to be a tough game for the Buccaneers. But if C-Mac's back, ooh-wee, that could be, again, another game that the Falcons could go up on the Buccaneers and potentially the Saints. And if, you know, the Panthers lose, you could be the only team that potentially wins in the NFC South on Sunday. So having that opportunity, and then, again, just having the opportunity to stay undefeated in the NFC South, get another NFC win, it is huge. Huge, huge, huge. All these games obviously are big, and we know how big division games are themselves, and we obviously know the rivalry between the Falcons and the Aints at Tate Week Part 2, so cannot really harp on it enough how big this game is for the Falcons and all the opportunities they have in this game. But continuing to let you hear from the likes of Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins, the next thing I want to let you hear from, and it continues to be a storyline, especially now that the Falcons did not make any moves during the trade deadline Tuesday. What are the Falcons going to do? How are they going to get more sacks? Well, Raheem Morris talked about that with Dukes and Bell yesterday. He talked about what the game plan is to get more sacks, because you got to know, this team's got a plan. They got an idea. They got ideas. And again, a lot of it, too, is these guys just got to get home. Matthew Judon, whether he is dealing with an injury, whether he's out of shape, whatever the case may be, he's got to play better. AK's starting to get home. He's been solid all year, just hasn't been able to really get home. He was able to get home last week against the Cowboys. So hopefully we are going to start to see more of what we saw on Sunday. And again, I'm not saying the Falcons are going to get 3 sacks every game, even though that would be nice. But if we can get like 1, 1.5, you can't get 1.5. But if they can just get 1 to 2 a game, that would just be nice. Just some sort of consistency when it comes to rushing the passer. But let's let you hear from Raheem Morris talking about the game plan to get more sacks with Dukes and Bell yesterday.
I see it in practice. In practice, preparation eventually equals game reality. And that was closer to what I've been seeing every day in practice, as opposed to what we've been giving to you sometimes on the weekends, right? You got to go out there and execute. The guys got to go out there and play. But you can definitely look forward to seeing more Troy. You can definitely look forward to seeing more Caden. You can definitely look forward to seeing more of those guys come in, Nate Landman, or whatever the case may be, along with the outside backers and the inside people that rush for us, are just giving more production off how they play and the way they're going to go about their business. I feel really good about the guys that we have, and I have for a while.
Right.
And I was happy to see some of the results come out so everybody else can see it as well.
There you go. So They got some things drawn up, some things dialed up, it sounds like, with, again, like we talked about last segment, guys like Nate Lamb and Trey Anderson, Caden Ellis, sending some of those linebackers, those athletic linebackers who got speed and who got power, sending them off the edge, letting them play around the line of scrimmage a little bit more, and obviously not all of them at once, but, well, maybe we'll see that, who knows, but more than likely not all of them at once, but just sending a Trey Anderson here, and then maybe a few plays later on the next defensive possession, sending a late Nate Lamb in there or Caden Ellis there, who knows, but just mixing it up and sending different looks at opposing offenses. So that's good to hear there from Raheem Morris. Now, let's back up a little bit before we wrap things up here and take a look at what this Saints team and what kind of threat they pose overall. Again, the only thing I am nervous about, well, actually, I'm nervous about two things. I'll take that back. The two things I am nervous about when it comes to Sunday's game, we'll talk more about this tomorrow on a Friday, but number one is Alvin Kamara. I mean, he went ballistic last week. Can the Falcons, because, again, you allowed the Cowboys, who had the worst rushing game in the league, pretty much, you allowed the Cowboys to have a good game on the ground. They actually outgained you. Rico Dowdle had a big game on you. That's no shade to Rico Dowdle, but that's just the truth. The Cowboys weren't supposed to outrush you, and they did. So I'm not sure. I think there has been some improvement to this Falcons run game, but I'm not sure how much. How are you going to limit Alvin Kamara? How are you going to stop Alvin Kamara from beating you on the ground and beating you in the short passing game as well, with that little extension of the run game, the screen game, and running in flat routes and things like that? How are you going to stop that? How are you going to limit that? How are you going to not let that get to you? So Alvin Kamara and what the Saints might try to do in the run game makes me nervous. The other thing that makes me nervous, and I'll let you hear from Raheem Morris here talk about it, it always seems like, and if you remember, go back to 2020, when Dan Quinn was fired after the Falcons started 0-5, Raheem Morris came in. He gave this Falcons team a boost. They went 4-2 in their first six games with Raheem Morris. They went 4-2. The first game that Raheem Morris was the interim coach, they beat the Minnesota Vikings, which granted wasn't a great team, but they beat the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota 40-23. He clearly gave them a boost. How much of a boost does Dan Rizzi give the Aints? And is that going to be something that the Falcons have to deal with? Well, let's hear from Raheem Morris talk about it himself. He's been through it, and that's why I'm not super nervous about it, but it is in the back of my mind because, again, Raheem Morris has been through it and been through it with this Atlanta Falcons football team just a few years ago. So I think he can tell and give a good synopsis on what this Falcons team should expect from a Saints team that's playing in their first game with an interim head coach, but Raheem Morris talked about it yesterday. He talked about the mindset versus a weakened Saints team with Dukes and Bell as well.
The perception from the outside looking in is that they're a mess. The reality is what the Saints make it, right? We've been in that situation before. Mm-hmm. We've been in that situation even with us right after the draft. And we just come out and you go through your process and you got to believe in what you're doing. So whatever they got going on in the house doesn't matter to us. Our preparation has to be as if everything's in line, they're coming in all guns blazing, and they're ready to go, and we got to be prepared to play our best game.
And to that point of all guns being a blazing, these Saints players, a lot of these Saints players know, hey, I might not be on this team next year. This team might be heading into a rebuild. I need to put some good film out. Not for necessarily just the Saints if they decide to keep me, but for other teams too, just in case the Saints don't decide to keep me. And the Saints might be trying to get that bad cap off their books starting next year. Who knows? But these Saints players know this team could look a lot different next year. And with that being said, they know they might not be there, and they might be playing with their hair on fire, some extra motivation to make sure they land on a team next year. So Raheem Morris, it's good that he has been in that situation with this organization specifically, and he knows the mindset that this Saints team is going to play with, and I think he's going to have this Falcons team ready. But it still is something that needs to be talked about, and it's something that's in the back of my mind for sure. All right, when we come back here, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift, and we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.